477 is on.
Line of 477.
10-10, 42 for me.
10-4 at 1900.
311, please.
This line of 311, did you have traffic?
I have one for 63 or 198.
Go ahead.
Is Westbound going to be able to be reopened, or will it need to be shut down for quite a while?
You'll have to ask the 233, but I think they could probably open it up.
We'll break 233.
Yeah, go ahead.
Will we be able to get that opened up in short order, or KDOT need to get some long-term traffic control?
Yeah, we were discussing it down here. We might go ahead and do that, and hopefully it'll be thinned out enough to use fire trucks to get back into that ready.
Or to clarify, do what?
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and open them up.
Well, thank you.
233-311.
Yeah, I'm here with KDOT.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to wait till Service Center gets all their equipment up here.
Okay, that's what, how long do you think it'll need to be shut?
I don't know. Bubba's still trying to get everything lined out. He's got a bunch of equipment he's got to bring up here.
And he'll need the westbound lanes?
Well, they're going to need to be able to get through here. They're not going to be able to get in on the eastbound side.
Okay, well, they're trying to determine how many or how much resources they need.
Yeah, temporary. I kind of want him to get his stuff up here safely, and then we can open it up.
Line of 233.
Go ahead.
Dryling has a heavy wrecker. They're at the 227. He advised he's there to assist if you need it.
Well, 10-4, we'll have to check with Service Center on that.
10-4.
7-3, Solana.
Solana, 7-3.
10-8 for Jay.
Solana, 7-3, 10-4 at 19-04.
Really, 3-3.
Oh, yeah.
And KDOT's going to come over there and take a look itself and talk to you. We do have a crew coming up for the eastbound side so we can get this taken care of with a message board and barricades.
Yeah, more.